Yesterday we had the feast of St. Gregory Thaumaturgus. And St. Gregory has been known for 1800 years, more or less, as a great miracle worker. And he took the gospel literally, as we should. And the gospel says, if you have faith enough, then you will say to the mountain, move, and it will jump into the sea. And St. Gregory said to the mountain, move. He wanted to build a church there, and the mountain was in the way. Imagine that, a mountain getting in the way. So he prayed, and the mountain moved. And yesterday, for us here, at St. Stephen, the mountain moved. There was a small, of the many crises that continuously tried to raise up my blood pressure and my dander along with it. And it would have ended in the fact that I would have said, forget it, you can have it, goodbye. Well, St. Gregory moved the mountain. And so I stuck with you for more till God decides otherwise. And a miracle did indeed happen. I cannot tell you about it, but I can tell you the fact that it did happen. And I, of course, attributed that to St. Gregory, the miracle, the wonder worker, Sanctus Gregorius Thaumaturgus, whom we should remember. Today we have the feast of the dedication of the sacrosanct temples of Saints Peter and Paul in Rome. So it's a double feast, the consecration, and of course it has been reconsecrated many times because of many reasons, including earthquakes, fires, and sacrileges, and it will have to be in the future again. St. Peter, the place where tradition held and science has confirmed in the last 50 years and even in the last 2 years that the bones of St. Peter were buried there underneath, exactly underneath several stories, not the first thing, you don't see them, the altar, the papal altar of St. Peter. And then the consecration of the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Of course, this again also goes back, both of them go back to the time of Constantine, who gave the buildings and the land and everything that was there to the Pope, Pope Miltiades and Pope Liberius. And St. Paul's bones are also buried, and it was discovered in the last 20 years, was indeed the fact, underneath the papal altar of St. Paul's outside the walls. Both of places which I have been very privileged to celebrate Mass on many, many times. My second Mass was before the bones of St. Peter. And so, of course, St. Paul also has been devastated throughout the ages, mostly, particularly in 1826, when something happened and a great fire ensued and destroyed a great part of the basilica, mostly the roof, but other things as well. And under Pope Pius VIII and Pius IX and Gregory XVI, it was rebuilt with the help of all the world, including those who are not totally members of the church. And of course, I speak particular of the two green Amalekite altars that are on either side of the papal altar that were donated to the Pope, Pius IX, Blessed Pius IX, by the Tsar of all the Russias. So there is a connection there. We pray to St. Paul on this particular day for the reunion of all the Orthodox churches to the See of Peter. And so we have these great feasts, this wonderful feast. In addition, today is a feast of a favorite saint of mine, from a favorite place of mine, which I will never visit, because it is no more, St. Odo, Abbot of Cluny. Now we are connected to him because we have All Souls Day. Otherwise, we would not have All Souls Day. There were like four or five abbots of Cluny, who were all saints. And of course, we have Pope Gregory, St. Gregory the VII, who was from Cluny, and others besides. St. Odo entered the abbey when he was a very young man, and eventually he was to lecture there in theology and philosophy, and some of his writings are still extant to this day. And then eventually he built the magnificent Basilica of St. Peter in Cluny. And of course, of that basilica, maybe 10% remains. The rest of it, as well as the whole abbey, which was the largest and most fruitful abbey in all of Christendom ever, was destroyed by the Masons at the horrible massacre of the so-called French Revolution, which was the beginning of the end, in a sense. But it has been partially rebuilt and is inhabited once again. But today is the feast of St. Odo of Cluny, who died around the year 900, more or less. And so we honor him as well, a builder. All these saints were builders. And so we commend to them the building that we are doing and the building that we shall do, and that they shall continue to move mountains for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.